Hello everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Sunstripes Where I Cat Podcast. Are you ready? So today I am going to be doing all of the advent calendar that I have not done yet, which is a lot because I completely forgot to do it. But before we get started, I want to say, one, I apologize. In all of my episodes, I'm pretty sure, if you have it up loud enough, you can hear like a slight humming, depending on how loud you've got it. That is here because this old computer that I use hums quietly because it's so old. But yeah, I apologize for that. If you turn it down, you can't actually hear it, but yes. Oh, and also before I start the episode, thank you to everyone that answered the Q&As on all the episodes. I know I replied to them in Q&A episodes, but I just want to apply to SongClouds now. I would love to do a collab, except I will need somebody to contact you. So if you could leave that in the description. I prefer email, but anyways, fine, really. But yes, where were we up to in the advent calendar? What have we done? Oh, I can't remember. I don't think we've done 10. We'll do 10. We'll start 10. It's just loading. Which of these broken code scenes is your favorite? Ashburst defeat and Bristlefrost's death in Light in the Mist. Bristlepaw saving Rootpaw from drowning. The imposter dragging Squirrelfly into the moon pool. I haven't read any of these. I don't know. So I'll just ignore that, I guess. Enjoy this extra long gallery of the lights in the mists allies from Starkland in the final struggle against Ashfur. Okay, I will look. This seems interesting. Alright. Ooh, I can see a rainbow on your tears as they fall on down. I can see your soul glow through the pain as they hit the ground. I can see a rainbow on your tears as the sun comes out. Ooh, okay. Okay. And it's basically a bunch of pictures. There's Feathertail, whatever this cat is. Whoever that cat is. Ah, one star. Whoever that cat is. And then I can see a rainbow one. Interesting artwork. Check out this quote. Oh, about changing the code or something. I didn't get time to read it all. Oh, it's literally just a quote. Flip claw about changing the code. If our ancestors have abandoned us, why bother following traditions they invented? We can make up our own codes to suit our new life beside the lake. Okay. I guess that happened. A special update from Vicky Holmes about the fan fiction competition. Yes, I want to see this. I have entered the fanfic competition, as I have read out. Oh, it's another video. Well, let's hope you can hear this. Oh, you won't be able to. Oh, well, I'll be right back. I'll tell you what it was all about. Yep, once again, that was very cool. That was just her saying, like, over, I think, 2,000 entries that she was reading them. And yes, enjoy a roundup of our favourite fan artwork from The Prophecies Begin. Number 14, let's look into it. Why did I laugh like that? So if I found it sound a little bit dopey in this episode, I don't know why. I just noticed that. I don't know. Oh, there's a very cool cat looking up. Two cats. Know your place, kitty pet. Cool. Oh, I know what that first one was. That was the prophecy getting. Right. I think that is Firepaw looking down at a dead mouse kit thing. I'm not sure. I can't really remember much of that series at all. Oh, here's Firepaw almost drowning. This is the scene of Silverstream dying, and you can see blood, and it's not nice. A lot of cats. Oh, I think this is Tiger Star's Banishment, maybe? A cat looking dead. Fireheart, saving Bramble Kit. He's so small. The dogs attacking Brightheart and Swiftpaw. That's not bloody. Maybe Silverstream dying? I'm not really sure. Whoa, StarClan and Firestarheart, I think. Whatever that is. Oh, it's a little comic. Lots of bloody fighting. Oh, I know what it is. It's when Stonefur died. It's very sad. Yeah. Because there's Darkstripe and Blackfoot with him on the ground. The two apprentices looking sad. And it's got Stars looking happy. And then Slash, and they're dead, and then they're crying. Sad. I don't know what that is, but it's something. And we're back to the start. Okay. The art is pretty cool. You should actually have a look at that one. 14, number 14. 15. As a festive treat, the original Erin Hunter has written an unseen chapter for RioCats.com fans. Wait, an exclusive chapter? Cool. Yeah, an exclusive RioCats chapter. Okay, now I can't tell if it's... Never mind. Bright orange flames flickered at the edges of the camp, and Tiger Claw's mouth filled with beer smoke. He tried to run to the tunnel that led out of the hollow, but his fur was caught by brambles. He was trapped. Tiger Claw struggled desperately, listening to the flames roaring and crackling as they raced nearer. "Help me," he yelled. "Tiger Claw, wake up." There was a dig in his ribs, and the dark brown tom sat up with a jerk. A narrow tabby face was peering anxiously at him. "I think you are having a bad dream." Tiger Claw scowled. "No need to jab me like that, Running Wind. I knew I was only dreaming." He jumped out of his nest, shaking his fur to get rid of scraps of leaf and moss. Outside the warrior's den, the air already felt heavy and warm. Only a moon into green leaf, and it was hotter than any cat could remember. Redtail was arranging the dawn patrols. "Tiger Claw, you and Ravenpaw can join Lionheart and Greypaw along the two-leg place border. Kitty Pet Center's been stronger than usual there recently." This is obviously set before prophecies begin. Tiger Claw nodded and padded over to the golden tabby Tommy's thick furred apprentice. Ravenpaw came scampering out of the apprentice's den, a twist of moss clinging to one ear and his fur still ruffled from sleep. Tiger Claw would usually growl at him for being late, but his head was too full of flames and smoke from his dream, so the little black tom fell in behind the rest of the patrol and followed them out of the tunnel. And how big is this paragraph? Oh, not much longer. Lionheart led the way along the high wooden fence that separated the red stone two-legged dens from the forest. Tiger Claw hung back, carefully sniffing each bush and clump of grass, searching for signs that kitty pets had crossed the boundary. What was that? The stench of kitty pet slop, a scrap of fur that was too soft to cope with brambles. A puny scratch mark on a fallen branch. Tiger Claw felt the hackles rise on his neck. He crept forward toward a tree that overhung the wooden fence. The sense grew stronger, and he knew that a kitty pet had been sitting there here last night. Flexing his haunches, he sprang up the tree and onto the top of the fence, where he balanced for a moment. Looking down at the clipped green grass and bright-colored flowers on the other side, to his horror, the air was tainted with something else, the smell of burning. His ears filled with a crackle of flames, and he felt his fur scorch and shrivel. "Fire," a voice whispered inside his head. "One, Tiger Claw, one for your life. The fire will destroy you." Tiger Claw leaped back down the tree, screeching to his patrol. "Run, two-leg places on fire. Tell the clan to get to the river as fast as they can." Paws thundered along the fence, and Lionheart and the apprentices skidded to a halt beside him. "Where is it?" Lionheart panted. Tiger Claw jerked his chin towards the two-legged den. "In there. Come on, we have to clear the hollow." Greypaw sniffed the air. "I don't smell anything." Lionheart started to scramble up the tree. Tyclaw stared at him. What are you doing? Are you mad? That's where the fire is. Lionheart looked down at him. Sorry about that, I was interrupted. Now, where were we? There's nothing here, Tigerclaw. I think you are mistaken. Tigerclaw gritted his teeth. I know what fire smells like, he growled. Perhaps it was a monster, Ravenpaw offered. They have a terrible stench when they wake up. He had the decency to flinch when Tigerclaw turned an icy gaze on him. Turleclus is on fire, he hissed, but as he spoke, he was aware that the smell of smoke had faded. He could no longer hear the hungry rattle of flames. Lionheart was still looking down at the two-leg den. Honestly, Tigerheart. Wait. It's been talking about Tigerclaw this entire time, but now, obviously, Tycho, it says, honestly, Tigerheart, there's nothing here, just a little ginger kitty pet's asleep under a bush, and I don't think he's anything to worry about. Is there a way I can comment? I want to point out... No, you can't. Okay. Well, I wonder if anyone else has actually noticed that. Obviously, some people must have, but yeah. Check out this quote and three more from the books of 2021. Okay. Quote about Bruce Ross dying, it says in the link. The cold that gripped her seemed at last to let her go. She closed her eyes and in her last moment felt only warmth, only love. Crystal Frost about dying, a light in the mist. And then there's Don't Leave Me Here, Unknown to Unknown, The Place with No Stars. I don't know what is happening, but I'm afraid that I won't exist much longer either. Unknown to Unknown, The Place with Stars. As if he always knows where we're going to be, Unknown about Unknown. Okay. Just for you, we've put together a sneak peek at the second book in A Starless Clan. Just realize how close it is to Christmas. Whoa. Is it the 21st today? Oh my gosh. Exclusive title and cover reveal. Oh, is this the next book? Starless Clan 2. I don't know what I'm looking at, but it's pretty cool. We know you're all still reeling from the tragic events of A Light in the Mist and the first entry to the next Starless Clan. Won't be out for a few months, but as a special holiday gift, we're giving you a sneak peek further into A Starless Clan. Today we're announcing the title and cover for the second book in the upcoming 8th arc of Warriors. Oh my gosh, there's more. I didn't know about this. The second book in the new arc, A Starless Clan, will be titled Sky. Below you can view the gorgeous new cover for the new book featuring Flame Pool in the front, Fidget Flake of Skyclan on the left in the back, and Sunbeam on the right in the back. Cool. Keep an eye out for this one hitting your local bookstores around next fall. Yeah, that's the thing. I've never, ever, ever seen a Warrior book in any bookstores near me, so yeah, nah. Disaster struck it at the heart of River Clan, leaving its warriors and its new medicine cat apprentice scrambling to protect their clan, even if it means lying to the others. But at a time when the warrior code itself is shifting, no clan is truly at peace or truly safe. Okay. Oh, then there's, for 18, there's a quiz about books of 2021, except I haven't read all those, so I'm not going to do it. 19, check out this quote and three more that were some of our favourites from the site this year. Many, many quotes. Wait, how many are there meant to be? Anyway, she searched Violet Paw's gaze for a reaction, but Violet Paw seemed unmoved. Pity swamped her. When had Violet Paw stopped expecting to be loved? Trig Paw about Violet Paw, Thunder and Shadow. Not even the cats we love can escape punishment for breaking the code. And so we must brush aside our pain and put all our energies towards serving StarClan. Ashcore about punishing code breakers of our shadows. You shouldn't lie to me, because I'm sure you can imagine what I would do to you if you did. Ashcore to Crystal Frost. And then there's a little not quiz, like a a poll. That's what it is. Last one for today. Enjoy a roundup of our favourite artwork from 2021. Oh, Moot's only 20th. Okay, okay. There is a tall star looking cat. I don't know. Is this the tree falling on Fursel? Not sure. Okay, grey cat. Don't know. Look like a dead cat though. Kitty pet. That color, what do you call it? Bramble claw colored cats. Another part of the scene, I think, where, you know, the scene. Oh, what's it called? When Io, not Ashfur. Featherpaw and, Red Stone Fur dies. Yeah. Oh, Leopard Star is looking quite sad. A Leopard Star cat looking at a lot of dead fish bones, whatever that is. A white cat, that same, I don't know what that is from before. And the tall star cat again. Yeah, I guess that was this episode. Thanks for listening. It wasn't much, and I'm not feeling properly today, if I'm honest. I don't know why. I can't pinpoint it, but I'm just, yeah. But yeah, I will see you in the next episode. Sunstripe out.